Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
We got new Twitter files that are out, and this is what we know from those Twitter files. We have direct evidence, and share this with everyone you know, okay? Share this with everyone you know. We now have direct evidence of the FBI colluding with Twitter to restrict the New York Post Hunter Biden story by falsely claiming that it was Russian disinformation. I want to remind you that the FBI had been in possession of Hunter Biden's laptop for nearly a year and knew definitively at that point when they were lying and working with Twitter to suppress a story claiming it was Russian disinformation that it was actually 100% real. They had the laptop in their possession for a year. They had gone through it. And what did the FBI do? They rigged the 2020 election for Joe Biden. The FBI should not have warned Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube about the Hunter Biden laptop story, saying, implying it was Russian disinformation. The Twitter files, part 7, have been released, and that's what we now know. The FBI and the Hunter Biden laptop story, the FBI and the intelligence community purposely misled, lied to the American people, knowing that what they were doing was a lie. Okay, they knew it all along. They had it. They knew that this was real. They understood that it was real. And we have the evidence now to show exactly that. Now, these Twitter files also tell us something else that's shocking. I'll say it again. Take our podcast, share it everywhere on social media. Hit that little forward button and make sure that your friends understand just how corrupt the 2020 election was. We also now know from the Twitter files that Twitter employed gangs of spies leading up to the 2020 election. Twitter employed multiple former spies from the intelligence community leadership leading up to the 2020 election. That according to the 7th release of the part 7 of the Twitter files. Among the ex-spies who actually worked for Twitter was James Baker, the FBI's former general counsel. So what these dudes did is they said, we're going to leave Twitter, all right? Makes sense, right? We'll just leave Twitter. And we're going to leave Twitter and we're going to go work for the people we've been briefing every day. When you hear about the swamp and the deep state and the corruption, this is how you know how bad it actually is. James Baker, by the way, wasn't the only spy working for the FBI. Not only was the former FBI general counsel in a key position and a key participant in pushing the 2016 Russian hoax against former President Donald Trump, he knew that was also a lie. So Baker, James Baker is a name that we need to make famous. James Baker needs to be as famous as a name as Peter Strzok, as Donald Trump. James Baker worked on the 2016 Russian hoax investigation against the former President Trump. He knew the entire time it was a lie. He knew, and they had already categorized it, the FBI, as user-generated information, meaning the dude who came and met with the FBI from Hillary Clinton's campaign lied to the FBI, saying he was here not on behalf of a candidate, not on behalf of a political party, but just as a concerned American and what he found. Got an instant meeting at the FBI. The FBI looked at the crap he brought him, and they immediately said, this is user-generated, meaning it's not real. This was created by the person that handed it to you. The guy who gave all that information, who was representing the Democratic National Party and Hillary Clinton as her actual campaign lawyer, knew it was a lie because he's the one that made it out of thin air. It was funded by Hillary Clinton. It was funded by the Democratic National Committee. They go to the FBI, and James Baker is the guy who knew it was all a lie, yet in 2016, he helped impeach Donald Trump. What do you get? A golden parachute to Twitter. You impeach Donald Trump. They all celebrated it. You may remember the media when they impeached Donald Trump, how happy they were. Oh, he's impeached. He's going down in shame. Donald Trump will be impeached. He's impeached. It was a hard on for them. Like, they were so excited. This was like a political orgy. We impeached Donald Trump, and it was a higher high for them than a normal political orgy, because they knew they orchestrated it from beginning to end. They didn't take real information and blow it out of proportion and then get a guy impeached. They literally created the evidence or the reason to impeach him out of thin air. So imagine that dopamine high of orchestrating a coup. That's what James Baker, that's what the FBI, that's what all of these players were doing. Imagine the narcissism and the psychotic nature of a human being whose biggest accomplishment in life is trying to overthrow the will of the people of the United States of America. You've heard about America being involved in different things, right? You've heard, in fact, I'm gonna pull an audible here. Grab the audio, Diaz, of Tucker Carlson talking about the CIA being involved in JFK's death from a whistleblower this past week. And my point is, and I'm going to play this for you in a minute, and again, I'm calling it audible here, but it's a great example. The guys that work in the deep state, if you ever watched Narcos, you may have seen in there, there's a fight between the DEA and the CIA, and the CIA guy, you can tell, is a psychotic narcissist who just loves pulling pieces of the chess game to overthrow actual people in the world. Like, the amount of power that is to be able to influence elections, change leaders, and throw leaders out in a country you don't even live in has got to be one of the biggest highs you can get in life. Never could we imagine, right, that they would do this in the United States of America. Never could you have imagined that this would be something that would actually happen here. That's exactly what James Baker, the former FBI general counsel, was doing. He pushed the 2016 Russian hoax investigation against Donald Trump. He then, after that victory of trying to overthrow the will of the people, left the FBI in 2018. Then he decided to join the far-left Brookings Institution and CNN. James Baker got paid by CNN as part of his reward after his departure from the FBI. Then in 2020, he got another reward. He joined the Twitter team as the deputy general counsel and vice president of legal. That, according to Baker's LinkedIn. During his tenure, he played a key role in suppressing the New York Post story, his first story on Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. And as of 2020, apparently there were so many FBI former employees that they have like an alumni workout. They would hang out together at Twitter. Like, you go to Twitter, from the FBI to get paid, and you're a former guy at the FBI, former spy, and you guys all go over there, and you're like, great, we can spy on the whole world now. We have this apparatus. Think about it. Every world leader has a Twitter account. Every dictator, every tyrant, every psychopath, everybody's on Twitter, right? I mean, everybody, it's Twitter. Imagine being able to read all those messages. You're still in the game.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I got to tell you about an amazing product that you're going to love. It is TurtleBox. It is the loudest, truly portable Bluetooth speaker on the market. And this is a gift for anybody that loves to tailgate, loves to be outside, loves to go to sporting events. If you have kids on sporting teams, you will love this speaker. And if you want to have a gift that you know will be used for years to come, you need to check out TurtleBox. I've got one. It is awesome. And it is truly portable, waterproof speaker, the loudest on the market. You need to check them out. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com, all right, /Ben. TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben. You'll also get $20 off when you use my promo code at checkout, which will save you money. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben to get the ultimate Christmas gift for any outdoorsman or anybody in your life that loves music outside that's truly portable audio. TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So as of 2020, there were so many former FBI employees, alum, working at Twitter that they created their own private Slack channel. Now, let me explain to you what Slack is, okay? All the communications coming out of the Twitter files are from this end. It's, imagine a group chat, a group text that's on a platform called Slack. It's just like you having a group text on your iPhone. It's actually pretty simple. It's just a... It's like an iPhone, but it's like internal. So all of these former FBI employees, all these Bureau alums, it was actually named BU, right? BU alum, nigh. Working at Twitter, they created their own private Slack channel and a crib sheet to onboard new FBI files. Yeah, like, why not? So you got this former general counsel at the FBI, Baker, playing a center role in making the case internally for an investigation of Donald Trump in 2016, knowing that it was all crap, knowing that it was user-generated, knowing that it was a lie. And this is the dude, right? This, the FBI took not only Michael Sussman's allegations of the Trump-Russia ties to a whole new level of insanity. Let me give you the headline from the Wall Street Journal back in the day, just so you understand this. This is their headline, okay? Their headline was, FBI took Michael Sussman's allegations of Trump-Russia ties seriously, former official testifies, even though they knew that it was a lie. The Bureau's ex-general counsel says lawyers avowed civic motive spurred interest in his ultimately unsupported evidence of ties, unsupported evidence of ties between Russian bank and Trump's company in 2016. The picture walking out of the building is a picture of the dude who's now in charge of Twitter at the time. Now, right? This guy, Baker. This is their headline. Former top FBI lawyer says the agency would have treated allegations connecting the Trump campaign to Russia more skeptically if their source, lawyer Michael Sussman, had told the Bureau he was coming forward on behalf of clients that included Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. The testimony came Thursday at the criminal trial of Mr. Sussman, the first from special counsel John Durham in his three-year probe into how the FBI handled allegations of ties between the Trump campaign and Russia in 2016. The crux of the case hinges on the recollection of a bitterly contested meeting between Mr. Sussman, who said in a text message at the time that he wasn't acting on any client's behalf. And the FBI's then general counsel, James Baker, knew it. This happened during the heat of the campaign. What do you get in return from this? You get to go work at Twitter. You get to be involved in all these world leaders. You get to look at, I guess, all the DMs and everybody's Twitter account you want to. Now, part of this is Baker wasn't the only senior FBI executive involved in the Trump investigation that went to Twitter. Okay? It's not just a one-off here. Don Burton, the former deputy chief of staff to FBI head James Comey, we now have learned, who initiated the investigation of Trump, joined Twitter in 2019 as director of strategy. So basically, the FBI was running Twitter. Let me say that again. The FBI was basically running Twitter. You've got, and remember, James Comey hated Donald Trump. James Comey's former FBI director. His chief of staff, the director of the FBI, who initiated the investigation of Trump, joins Twitter in 2019 as their director of strategy. So we're going to get our revenge on you, Donald Trump. Don't worry. This new batch of Twitter files also showed the FBI wanted to share information with Twitter employees that required, quote, a top secret security clearance. So the FBI comes in, they're running Twitter, right? This is like overthrowing government crap here we're talking about. I wish I could use another word. And Twitter employees, the FBI wanted to share information with Twitter employees that required a top secret security clearance. Twitter pointed the FBI to who other? Mr. Baker. That's what he did. The guy who's running all of this. Baker repeatedly insisted via internal Twitter communications, quote, that the Hunter Biden materials were either faked, hacked, or both, and a violation of Twitter policy. When the Post dropped that first Hunter Biden laptop story, what happened? The deep state, the FBI that's running Twitter, immediately insists via an internal Twitter communication, hey guys, don't let this go anywhere. This Hunter Biden material is either faked, hacked, or both. That's what this dude who is trying to screw Donald Trump forever is saying. Baker was fired in December by Twitter CEO Elon Musk for his possible role in suppression of information important to the public dialogue. Musk tweeted on December 6th. Musk's statement appeared to reference Baker's suppression of the Twitter files. Because when we started releasing the Twitter files, guess what happened? Baker was the guy who was deciding what we got to see. And then Elon Musk figures all this out. Now imagine you're Elon Musk. You buy this company $44 billion or whatever the number was. You go in there. You want all the information on the Twitter files of what happened with Donald Trump. And the dude who tried to put Donald Trump in jail, tried to overthrow the literal government, then tried to lie about Russian collusion that wasn't there, then lied about the Hunter Biden laptop story, then hires former chiefs of staff of James Comey to come also help him run Twitter, is the guy who's vetting the information the public gets to see with the Twitter files. You figure it out, you fire him. I'm going to hit pause on this story. And now I'm going to bring up another story that's not been talked about. this story seems totally insane that I told you, except it's all fact, right? I could never imagine this much deep state collusion to mold and shape our elections. I could never imagine this type of corruption and the psychotic nature of the people involved. You are totally psycho if this is what you do in your life. You're not protecting this government. You're dictating this government what you want, your own personal beliefs. You're not going after people that are sex traffickers. You're not going after people sharing child pornography. You're actually trying to frame the president of the United States of America for crimes to get him out of office. If you've ever watched Narcos, go back. If you've never watched it, watch it. And watch the CIA and how they were basically screwing the DEA every time they get their chance to do it, because they wanted, it wasn't about what was best for the country. It wasn't about the drugs. It was about the power. It was about the power. So there's this other story, and the media didn't know how to cover this story. And I'm going to play it for you, because Tucker Carlson has a whistleblower that basically said, hey, the CIA helped kill JFK. And everybody was like, wait, what? If I didn't see what's going on at Twitter right now and the FBI and all of this, I would say you're insane. Except now I'm like, totally makes sense.
Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. You may see a lot of bait and switch offers for free phones, free iPhones. Well, they're usually too good to be true, just like freedom itself. Nothing is free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into your bill with hidden fees. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get that same iPhone interest-free without the games and no contract at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carrier that you're probably on right now. So if you want to get great service and you want to know you're working with a company that supports conservative causes, that every month when you pay your bill, they actually take a portion of your bill and they give it back to causes like First and Second Amendment issues and the right to life, as well as adoptions, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson plus other great savings. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to play for you this other story. I'm going to not interrupt this because it's just so insane. I never could have imagined that this was going to happen, that I would actually say maybe it makes sense. Maybe the CIA back in the day was trying to kill JFK. That's what a whistleblower is now saying. Tucker Carlson had this audio. Take a listen.
Americans started to doubt the official story that the term conspiracy theory entered our lexicon. As Professor Lance DeHaven-Smith points out in his book on the subject, the term conspiracy theory did not exist as a phrase in everyday American conversation before 1964. In 1964, the year the Warren Commission issued its report, the New York Times published 5 stories in which conspiracy theory appeared. Now today, of course, the term conspiracy theory appears in pretty much every New York Times story about American politics. It's wielded, now as then, as a weapon against anyone who asks questions the government doesn't feel like answering. But despite 60 years of name-calling, those questions have not disappeared. In fact, they have multiplied with time. And here's one of them. In April of 1964, a psychiatrist called Louis Joylin West visited Jack Ruby in his isolation cell in a Dallas jail. According to West's written assessment, he found that Jack Ruby was, quote, technically insane and in need of immediate psychiatric hospitalization. Those are conclusions that, puzzlingly, no one who had spoken to Jack Ruby previously had reached. Ruby had seemed perfectly sane to the people who knew him. Louis Joylin West pronounced him crazy. But what West did not say was that he was working for the CIA at the time. Louis Joylin West was a contract psychiatrist for the spy agency. He was also an expert on mind control and a prominent player in the now infamous MKUltra program, in which the CIA gave powerful psychiatric drugs to Americans without their knowledge. So of all the psychiatrists in the world, what in the world was this guy doing in Jack Ruby's prison cell? The media did not seem interested in finding out. In fact, the New York Times, in an extensive 1999 obituary of West, never mentioned the fact that he had worked for the CIA, much less his time in Jack Ruby's cell, which seems relevant. So you can see why non-crazy people would wonder about what really happened. And of course, many have wondered. In 1976, long forgotten, the House of Representatives impaneled a special committee to reinvestigate the JFK assassination. Their bipartisan conclusion? Jack Kennedy was almost certainly murdered as the result of a conspiracy. But the question is, a conspiracy by whom? Well, the obvious suspect would be the CIA. Why else would the agency withhold critical evidence from investigators? Is there a benign explanation for that, for maintaining this level of secrecy for this many years? Not that we're aware of. And it is illegal. In 1992, Congress passed the President John F. Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act. And that act mandated full disclosure of all documents by 2017, 54 years after JFK was killed. The last administration promised to comply fully with that law, but under intense pressure from CIA Director Mike Pompeo, withheld in the end thousands of pages of CIA documents. Today, this afternoon, the Biden administration did exactly the same thing. That would be thousands of pages of documents after nearly 60 years. After the death of every single person involved. But we still can't see them. Clearly, it's not to protect any person. They're all dead. It's to protect an institution. But why? Well, today we decided to find out. We spoke to someone who had access to these still hidden CIA documents, a person who was deeply familiar with what they contain. We asked this person directly, did the CIA have a hand in the murder of John F. Kennedy, an American president? And here's the reply we received verbatim. Quote, the answer is yes. I believe they were involved. It's a whole different country from what we thought it was. It's all fake. It's hard to imagine a more jarring response than that. Again, this is not a, quote, conspiracy theorist that we spoke to. Not even close. This is someone with direct knowledge of the information that once again is being withheld from the American public. And the answer we received was unequivocal. Yes, the CIA was involved in the assassination of the president. Now, some people will not be surprised to hear that. They suspected it all along. But no matter how you feel about or what you thought about the Kennedy assassination, pause to consider what this means. It means that within the U.S. government, there are forces wholly beyond democratic control. These forces are more powerful than the elected officials that supposedly oversee them. These forces can affect election outcomes. They can even hide their complicity in the murder of an American president. In other words, they can do pretty much anything they want. They constitute a government within a government, mocking by their very existence the idea of democracy. As cynical as we have become after 30 years of watching government officials ignore the voters who employ them, we were shocked to learn this. It's not acceptable. Americans have trusted their government less with every passing year since the killing of John F. Kennedy.
You listen to what was just said there, and that was 1964. Some people believe that JFK was killed by his own government because he was what? Pro-civil rights, pro-Martin Luther King, pro-desegregation, and that was just too scary. There were others that believe maybe he was killed because they thought he wasn't standing up in the way he should to communism, to Russia. There's a lot of different reasons why people in the CIA may have wanted to kill JFK. It may be because the CIA didn't like what happened down in Cuba. Bay of Pigs. What happened with the Cuban Missile Crisis, right? There's a lot of reasons why people within the FBI might just say, all right, screw it, we don't like this guy. He's not listening to us. They may not have liked the fact that his brother, who also died, was also had a lot of influence over him, and they couldn't have the same influence they used to have over him in the deep state, so we'll teach them. We'll just kill them both. Now, these Twitter files show that the FBI wanted to share information with Twitter employees that required a top secret security clearance. Is that normal? No. Twitter pointed to the FBI to Baker, who had top secret security clearance, a former guy that was going after Donald Trump at the FBI. Boom, we've got our connection. Then the FBI said, hey, we want more people over Twitter. Okay, sure, we'll just keep hiring them. Right before the 2020 election, they come out and they knew that the Russian disinformation campaign was working. The American people were stupid. And that's when the Post, the New York Post, dropped the first Hunter Biden laptop story. And what did the deep state do? They said, oh, you know what? Baker, James Baker, former top guy at the FBI, now the top legal guy at Twitter, repeatedly insisted via internal Twitter communications, quote, that the Hunter Biden materials were either faked, hacked, or both, and a violation of, quote, Twitter policy that he's in charge of. Man, that worked out beautifully for him, didn't it? Now, of course, we now know Baker was fired. We know he was fired. Because Elon Musk fired him because he realized that he was lying to his own boss, the CEO of the company, by not giving him all the Twitter files. Musk tweeted on December the 6th in a statement in reference to Baker's suppression of the Twitter files, which revealed that Twitter was, in fact, violating the First Amendment and campaign finance laws, according to many who have looked at this. Don Burton is another ex-spy. Remember that name. Don Burton, another ex-spy. The Twitter files have also exposed. He was a former member of the intelligence community employed by the platform. This is what a great career. Can you, if you get off on power and you get off on overthrowing governments, including your own, and you laugh and mock all the money being spent to try to win election when you know that you can actually just mess up an election, and this is what you do. Imagine the high you get knowing that you're literally driving the President of the United States of America insane. The guy who's supposed to be in charge of you because you keep undermining him with lies that you create out of thin air. That's got to be a whole nother level of high. I've never experienced it. That's a whole nother level of power and narcissism. Like, and again, I go back to watch Narcos. They perfectly encapsulated a CIA mind in that scenario. And I've known people that worked at the CIA, but they weren't psychotic narcissists like this, where they're just in the back of the room laughing, mocking, going, you guys, Trump and your cabinet members, and hell, even the head of the FBI, you have no idea. What you guys keep acting like you're in charge, but we're really in charge. I can overthrow any one of you, put any one of you out of business, plant stories on you, change things, read your emails, listen to your phone calls. I know everything you're doing before you even know what you're doing. It's got to be a high that I've never experienced. So the former member of the intelligence community employed by the platform, Don Burton, who was the former deputy chief of staff. I mean, these are not little level people. This is not mid-level people. He's the former deputy chief of staff to the FBI director, James Comey. James Comey is the guy who initiated the 2016 Russian hoax, and James Comey knew that Donald Trump was not involved with Russia or that bank. He didn't care. He wanted to overthrow the government. He wanted to overthrow the will of the people. That's what he wanted to do. Burton would have been close, by the way, to the FBI's Hillary Clinton email investigation as well, and her connection with James Comey and the agency's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 elections. This is when you say, holy crap.
All right, real quick, I want to tell you about my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. With the economy really and inflation out of control and the stock market taking horrific losses. The NASDAQ down more in 1 month than we've seen back in 2008 was the last time it was this bad. You may be looking at your financial portfolio and you're sick to your stomach. You're not alone. The question is, if you are not diversified in precious metals as part of your financial portfolio, then what would it look like now? Maybe if you would have been. It's not too late, by the way, to take advantage of gold and silver. It is a hedge against inflation, and it's a way for you to diversify your IRA, your 401k, your investment portfolio. If you've never looked at gold and silver, there's actually no better time than right now. Now, I've been investing in gold and silver for, gosh, almost 20 years. I've used it as a percentage of my strategy to protect myself. So on the worst days on Wall Street, usually they're not as bad for me as they are for others. Call Legacy Precious Metals and see what they can do for you. Call and get the free investor's guide right now. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Get the free investor's guide. You can also go online to legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, with our podcast, don't forget to hit that auto download button now so you can get this podcast every day automatically for free.
Let's go back to Burton for a minute. Burton, by the way, joined Twitter in 2019. You know, leaving, of course, the FBI and coming over as Senior Director of Strategy and Operations for Legal, Public Policy, and, of course, Trust and Safety. Right? Because that's what you do. You do trust and safety now while you're manipulating the entire election. In September of 2019, Twitter employed the infamous James Comey as the director of strategy. Did you know this? I don't know if you knew this. Let me just say that again. In September of 19, Twitter employed the infamous James Comey. James Comey, the same scumbag that ran the FBI, as a director of strategy and operations and counsel organization. Comey was nominated in 13 by former President Barack Obama as the FBI director. James Comey nomination was controversial because of his previous employment with Lockheed Martin and his association with the Clinton Foundation. You got to remember that Lockheed Martin is a Clinton Foundation donor. The company admitted to becoming a Clinton Global Initiative member in 2010. According to records, Lockheed Martin is also a member of the American Chamber of Commerce in Egypt, which paid Bill Clinton $250,000 to deliver a speech there in 2010. These guys are getting rich. In 2010, Lockheed Martin won 17 approvals for private contract from the Hillary Clinton State Department. Must be nice. Baker, Burton, and Comey were not the only ex-spies working with Twitter. The New York Post recently reported that Twitter's ranks were filled with ex-spies, some who are likely still employed by the platform. If I was Elon Musk right now, and you're a former employee of the United States government, the FBI, the CIA, I would fire your AWS immediately. James Comey was running Twitter, the former FBI director. Like, he was pulling the strings. Baker, pulling the strings. All of these guys left, and this is how you stay in the game, right? I mean, if you have this power, but you're not making a lot of money compared to what you can make in the private sector, and you can leave there, go to Twitter, and you can silence and suppress anyone in the world you want to without cause, make it up out of thin air. You can shadow ban people without for any reason you want to without cause. You can shut down Twitter accounts of anybody that you don't like, and you can manipulate an election no matter, like you can do it all, right? You can literally do it all. What an amazing day. What an incredible moment. Like, how amazing is this moment for all of them when you look at it this way? I go back to that Tucker Carlson part about the CIA and being involved in the assassination of JFK. I have no reason to believe they didn't. Because what I've seen now is something I wouldn't have believed 5 years ago. If you would have told me that the United States government was going to frame a sitting president of the United States of America to get rid of the sitting president of the United States of America and then would frame people around him, and then would silence people on social media, and then would shut down people on social media. And all of this would happen this way. I would have said, you are quote-unquote insane. That's what happened. That's 100% what happened. And everybody knows that that is what happened. And they're laughing at us the entire time. Were they reading private messages? I'm sure. Why wouldn't they? Were they had? Did they have as it was referred to? And look, the FBI is famous for having enemies lists. They had an enemies list. I was on the list. Any other conservative that had a significant audience was on the list. Hell, they even had an enemies list of people that were tiny that had 500 followers who happened to have a tweet that went viral. The FBI would just send a list. All these people, make them disappear. Okay. Make them all disappear. Sure, sounds good. You remember when Donald Trump said that his campaign was spied on and people were like, this guy's losing his mind and he's a psycho and he shouldn't have the codes to the nuclear weapons? Remember all that? Remember that? Well, now you know. He was right. They were spying on him. And if you think Donald Trump's crazy, you're the idiot, because everything that he has said about all this has become true. They were doing this the entire time. Make sure you share our podcast. Please write us a 5-star review. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.